Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop on the line with John Karabi from the Dead Daisies on 91.7 FM WNJR, Washington, Pittsburgh. Hi, John. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. How are you doing? Hold on. Let me say that again. I'm okay, darling. How's Jim doing?
Very good. I know you know Pittsburgh well. We taught you about the Pittsburgh chair last time you were at Kativo. Got to save those parking spots if you want to have a place to put your equipment.
And I was also, my first wife was from Beaver Falls. So I'm very familiar with the area.
Well, I'm very excited to talk to you about the new Dead Daisies album, Burn It Down. You know, we've been listening to the first song and have that playing on the radio here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, the writing process and working on this last album?
Well, you know what's weird about the Daisies? We, it's actually a very strange situation because we normally go into the studio with nothing but riffs, like no finished, complete songs. And, everybody kind of throws their riffs on the table, and we all, you know, whatever ones everybody gravitates to, they're the ones that we work on.
Okay.
And so we took about probably a week, 10 days of writing in New York, which is where I'm at right now. We've been rehearsing for the last week, but we came up to New York. We wrote for about a week, 10 days. And then we went back down to Nashville, and we recorded at Marty Fredrickson's studio. And but it's a weird process, man. Like, it's probably the first band that I've ever been in that actually does records as quickly and spontaneously as we do.
And what do you attribute that to? Is it just, you know, the
not so weird, but everybody is like so stupidly talented and has so many ideas that there's never really a shortage. Like we don't, it's rare for us to get halfway through an idea and go, oh geez, I don't know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you definitely,
like, I've done three albums with band, and we have done probably all three studio records. We wrote the songs, recorded them, mixed the record, mastered it in probably average about 5 weeks.
That's pretty amazing. But you definitely do, like you said, have so much talent in the band, you know, so much history of the other bands that, you know, everybody's performed with over the years, and definitely something special.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, yeah.
Well, you know, I got a really big kick out of the social media around the single Rise Up. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the story behind the song, and we liked the Gatorade and alligator sign that you had shared a few weeks ago. That was pretty funny.
And honestly, the song itself, without getting into a completely crazy political tangent here,
mm-hmm.
the reason why I wrote the song is it's very simple. You know, America especially, we have two parties. We have conservatives, and we have liberals. The thing that annoys me more than anything is that I go on Facebook every day and somebody will write something about, you know, pharmaceuticals or health insurance, or it'll talk about gun control or whatever it is. And if they put their opinion out there, whoever disagrees with it, it's actually gotten to the point where, and I was raised to, my parents always raised me to believe that you're not always going to agree with everybody, but, you know, you don't start an argument with an insult.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote Rise Up for the simple reason, like, hey man, you know, we may not agree on everything, but don't talk to me like an idiot, and I'll give you that respect as well.
Right.
Now, to me, the biggest issue with our politics is the fact that both parties, most of the people that are in Washington right now I won't say all of them, but I'd say probably in the high 90 percentile, they're all making money. They're making money through lobbying and big corporations and all this other stuff. And they really, that's it. They're there. They're politicians. That's all they care about. They just want to keep their job because they're making money hand over fist. And it's crazy that the blue collar guys, the guys that are out there working and paying taxes and struggling to get health insurance and all these things, are fighting with each other over the decisions that they're making.
So right.
Rise Up is like, hey man, let's not sit here and bicker each other. Let's hold those guys accountable for everything that we don't like.
There you go. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just weird. I really personally don't understand, like, you know, I can have an opinion on gun control and somebody can have a completely different opinion. We don't have to insult each other over it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We disagree to disagree. And that's it. But it's just crazy. I just saw something, Tracy Guns from LA Guns posted something, and it was like this guy was a fan, and he's just like, you know, you're an idiot, and you don't understand how bullets work, and you don't understand this. And I'm like, dude, seriously, like, why do you have to start the argument with, well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You know, do your homework. And it's just weird to me, like, how people just insult each other in a debate. Like, I was always taught that you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, we can disagree. Let's just sit down and talk about it. I've been married enough times to know that there's gray area in everything. So, you can find it if you look hard enough.
Well, you know, I think the big thing about social media is it allows people to insult each other without much consequence. There's things that people are much more eager to say when they're typing it than looking someone in the eye and saying it face to face. So,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
No, I totally get it. But it's just sad to me when we've come to that. You know, it's just a whole thing. And you know, so Rise Up isn't. It's not me going, well, I'm a conservative and I think this, or I'm a Democrat and I think this. It's just saying, like, honestly, folks, let's just call a spade a spade. All of your politicians are just making a ton of money hand over fist. They're probably all getting, I think they just did a thing not that long ago on how many politicians were getting money from the NRA, money from pharmaceutical companies, money from insurance companies, and money from banks, and like all this Wall Street. And it's crazy. They're
yeah.
all making money.
Sure.
So it's like, wait a minute. I'm just saying, we voted you in, us combined together, all our voices, we'll vote you out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. I don't like getting political or anything like that, but it's just sad to me. Like, I seriously just watch these things. Like, like in the last couple days, people are criticizing these kids that went out and marched. And I'm like, you know what? I may or may not agree with what they have to say. I'm just happy that they're not on Facebook right now and that they're actually doing something constructive. They're trying to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Whether we agree with them or not, they're doing something positive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're trying to make
yeah.
the world a better place. And whatever. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
So I've got to tell you, you know, the one big complaint I've had about the Daisies is that you guys don't tour the United States enough. In fact, we've yet to see you live, but I heard that you're going to be touring in the summer. So I want to hear more about the Burn It Down tour that's coming, I guess, in August. Are you guys touring on your own, or are you touring with other bands? Do you have details yet?
We're headlining, and we're going to bring a band. I'm not at liberty to say that the T's have been crossed.
Okay. I saw the dates already, so hopefully those are you know, nailed down, because I saw kicking off in Cleveland in August, which is nearby, and there's a Pittsburgh date on that list, too.
I believe so. And I wish it was longer. America's taking a little longer to come to the party, which is fine, but since I've been in the band, we did a few shows with Whitesnake, we did a few shows with Kiss, opening for them. Then last year we did, we called it the Dirty Dozen Tour.
Right.
We went out and we did 12 shows in America, then we did Sturgis, we did a couple of bike rallies in Ohio and Milwaukee. You know, and this year we're actually going to do like, I don't know, 5 weeks or something like that, 6 weeks. It's like, it's a little over a month.
Okay.
We're going to go out and do a bunch of dates here in America. And you know, we're just kind of taking our time and building it and try to get you know, the fans to talk about us and tell their friends about us and hopefully call radio and ask for us. And, you know, it takes time. But,
right.
Hopefully this year, it'll spread like wildfire and we'll be able to do a much longer, broader tour of the States next year.
Okay. Very cool. You know, you guys seem to really travel the world. What do you think has generated such interest, you know, internationally for the band?
Well, I gotta be honest with you. I'm sure some of the bands that came from, we each all kind of brought a fan base to this thing from previous bands. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that helps. And the fact of the matter is, you know, again, not to sound pompous or anything like that, but I think the records that we've done have been pretty good. And I think people hear it. You know, I was saying earlier how quickly we do the records. I think we're not the win. So our records, I believe, are very honest and friendly. We love getting our fans involved in our social media. We love getting them involved in, like on this last record, we had a bunch of fan-taken photos. We had them send in photos, and we put them on the inside of the record. And then we contacted fans that were members of one of the fan clubs we have all over the world. We have one called the Dead Seas and then one called the Daisy Chain Gang. And we basically contacted, I think, one person from a country and asked them to handwrite the lyrics in their language. So the fans are involved in our records. They're involved in promoting the band, helping us promote the band, you know, and they're just awesome. I just did a couple acoustic shows in the last couple of weeks, and I got to New York, and we have a fan named Alex in Alex Pompoli in Rome, Italy.
Okay.
And then we have another fan named Sachiko from Tokyo. And I walked into this club to do an acoustic set, and they were there. And I'm like,
wow.
What are you guys doing here? They're like, oh, we just came for the show. We're leaving tomorrow. You know, and they just flew over, watched me do an acoustic set, and then turned around and went home.
Wow.
You know, took a bunch of photos and went back. And, you know, so we really have great fans, and I can see this band in the future, you know, the bigger it gets, I can totally see this thing, our fan base being, you know, very similar to, you know, how enthusiastic Kiss's fan base is.
Uh-huh.
So, it's pretty cool.
Awesome. I think I heard that you guys are doing the Kiss Cruise again this year, speaking of Kiss. Is that correct?
I just found that out yesterday.
Okay.
My wife texted me and said, you know, it was like Kiss, the word Kiss, and then the front end of a boat, and I'm like, what does that mean? You know, and then I was like, oh, Kiss Cruise. So I looked online, and I'm like, oh, apparently we're doing the Kiss Cruise. So
yeah, I had interviewed Doug last year, and he told me a lot about that experience, and I haven't
great.
Done one of those yet, but I'm sure it's lots of fun.
Yeah, it's, you know what though, it's crazy. Like the Monsters of Rock thing is just out of control. I love it. You get to meet fans, and you know the Monsters of Rock cruise is more like a festival vibe.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there's like, you know, 25 bands or something on the boat for, you know, 4 or 5 days, and every they're condensed. You know, it's Kiss and then maybe 4 or 5 other bands.
Uh-huh.
And but it's equally as fun. You know, you've got Kiss fans from all over the world, and you know, I've got a bit of a relationship with a lot of those people from my days with Union and Eric Singer Project and all that stuff. So it's fun, man. They're both fun. It's cool to do them. Plus, I get to take my wife on a free vacation.
There you go.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. So, any other projects you want to tell us about? I know the Live Motley album recently came out.
Yep, and it's doing amazing. I want to thank everybody that kind of called Rat Pack or, you know, pre-ordered it and has been buying the record. It's like, it's crazy. Like, you know, I just got word from the record label like a week or two ago that the record actually charted on Billboard and, you know, a couple different categories. So I'm like, oh, this is killer, man. This is awesome. You know? So I'm very, like I said, man, I've been blessed. Like the people that have followed me throughout my career have been amazing. And, you know, now the Daisies fans are jumping on and, you know, so it's all good. But the Live 94 thing is doing really well.
Well, John, thanks so much for joining us on WNJR 91.7 FM. We look forward to seeing you with the Dead Daisies this summer. Sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. Great having you here on the show.
All right, darling. Thank you.